saw this story, and because it's baseball related, of course, it gathers my attention. But it's a pretty cool story. And we've got a link up on the Morning Team page, so if you want to see the video of this. I've heard of people who have done this with collections of baseball cards. They make big displays out of them. Sometimes they'll cover a wall with baseball cards, but this is kind of unique. This is from Idaho. A family remodeling its house, or I should say a house they had purchased. One of the bedroom walls was covered in roof shingles. A bedroom wall in roof shingles.
Okay.
And they're like, that's different, and it's not something we want, so we're going to remove these shingles. And as you can see in the video, I'm going to show you here, as they're removing these roof shingles here, they discovered behind the roof shingles, as they tear it down, a wall of baseball cards.
Baseball cards.
Yes.
Wow.
An entire wall, top to bottom, covered in baseball cards. About 1,600 baseball cards.
Whoa.
From the 70s and 80s.
Are they all encased in something or not really?
No.
Oh, man.
This was just a family who actually, they contacted the old owners, and the son, who's now 44, says, yeah, it was late 80s. I was absolutely obsessed with baseball. I had thousands of cards. So my mom and I, one weekend, decided that we were going to glue the cards to the wall. There's really not any valuable cards, and any value that could have been there was lost because they're
Devin White.
Affixed to the wall. Yeah.
Jody Davis.
Jody Davis, yep. You're seeing what I saw. Some of the names that the Willie Upshaw, Jim Acker, Bob Horner, Terry Pendleton, Dave Revering, Jack Lazorco. Everyone remember Jack Lazorco?
Oh, yes.
I don't remember Jack Lazorco.
No.
Tom Niedenfuhr, Jose De Jesus. Some of these cards I recognize as the ones I had.
Oh, there's Willie Hernandez.
Was Willie Hernandez?
Yeah.
I didn't see him, but in the video from the audio, they referenced Kirk Gibson.
Yeah.
Darnell Coles.
Darnell.
Jeff Robinson. Remember him from the Tigers?
Yeah.
And Dan Schottsader.
No.
In his Phillies uniform before he played for the Tigers for a couple of years.
Okay.
There is though a Greg Maddux.
Yeah, I saw Greg Maddux.
And Mike Schmidt.
Yeah.
Cal Ripken.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some recognizable and cards that may have. Not a lot of value, but maybe some value. But again, any value here is lost because they were glued to a wall.
Glued to a wall.
That pretty much destroys them.
Yeah. Right.
Pretty much. But for the fun of doing that, I wish I would have thought of that with all the baseball card extras I had. I could have made a couple of walls probably. But what a cool surprise.
That's pretty cool. Might as well leave it up.
Well, here's the question. It's a new family that bought. They're refurbishing.
Yeah.
So they're not quite sure what they want to do yet. They don't want to leave it up, but they're offering if somebody wants to somehow come in and preserve the wall, they're willing to let them do that.
Okay.
But
there you go, Charlie.
This is Idaho.
Long way to go.
Yeah.
You'd go that far for a dog, but you wouldn't go that far for a baseball card wall, would you?
Well, and I had the dog flown here, so.
Oh, okay.
If they're willing to fly the wall here, maybe we'll negotiate.
Can I tell you something? It's so funny that you posted this story. The other weekend, I was doing some washing. I decided to check some of my old boxes that I just had in the basement. I hadn't checked in a while, and I forgot that I had my brother's old baseball cards, shoe boxes of them. I was going through them. I'm very upset. He's got some great cards, but they're not in mint condition. They're not going to be worth anything. That's the sad part. That's the sad part. So, but still, it was a nice trip down memory lane.
Nice. Isn't it fun to do that kind of stuff?
What do you do? Clip them to the bicycle wheel?
I think he did do some of that. Yeah, I think so.
Maybe card flipping and trading and just doing all that stuff where the corners get a little bent.
That's what happened.
Some creases and things like that and anything like that.
Yep.
The value diminishes.
Yeah, I know.
Quickly.
Very fast, very fast.
But, you know, who knew back then?
Right.
What the value could have been for trading today.
Which is why, though, I do have an encased rookie Barry Sanders card.
Oh.
Safely hidden away somewhere.
Hold on to that.
I am.
Could be your retirement someday.